Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. We just interviewed the women who make up West Sacramento's first all-female city council. Certainly a proud milestone for West Sacramento and the community, but also for women in our area seeking to get involved politically. On Thursday, the Sacramento County Commission on the Status of Women and Girls will be holding a reception to honor many of our local elected women and learn about several nonprofits that support women and girls in our area. It turns out that Sacramento County is one of the largest counties in California that did not have a commission of this kind until very recently. In fact, it's only been up and running for just over a year. Erin Saberi is the chair of the Sacramento County Commission on the Status of Women and Girls and joins us now ahead of the event on Thursday. Good morning, Erin.
Good morning.
So this may be an introduction to a lot of people listening. What is the mission of this commission?
Well,
That actually rhymed. Sorry, keep going.
The mission of the commission. Yes, well, the mission of the commission is really to uplift women and girls and in Sacramento County and our region, to advise the County Board of Supervisors and the public on issues relating to the well-being of women and girls. And we have been asking the question in the run-up to forming this commission, how are the women and girls of Sacramento County? And the ultimate mission is to answer that question and to be responsive and to help policies, programs, and information be spread and shared for supporting women and girls.
And although this is, you know, recently new for Sacramento County, I mean, this commission does exist elsewhere. How long does the Commission on the Status of Women and Girls, how long does it go back in the state?
Well, it's really been over 50 years since women's commissions have been formed, starting back in the Kennedy administration with Eleanor Roosevelt, and then internationally. Women's commissions are robust and dynamic throughout the world, and also here in California, we have a state women's commission and 28 throughout the state of California.
How did this commission in Sacramento County come about? Who started it and why?
Well, it was myself and a group of really dynamic women who, interestingly enough, we didn't know each other, but we, out of the women's, you know, the Me Too movement, the women's marches, and this kind of, again, exploring the sense of women and women's issues that evolved about 5 or 6 years ago, we kind of looked around and asked the question, you know, how do we build a sustainable accountability to answering the question of how are the women and girls? And we realized that Sacramento was one of two of the eight largest counties in California without a commission. And we thought, well, this is perfect. We need to go deeper in instead of just marching and asking for support for women and girls, we need to have that institutionalized on a county level.
Given that this has been in existence for a little over a year, what are you learning?
We're learning that well, over a year, but in our run-up to the commission, we had also a Blue Ribbon Commission that examined and all the women's commissions and made a report to the board as to why a women's commission would be important and useful. And in that, we did a lot of deep listening. We looked at answering that question of how are the women and girls, and we found that there wasn't much data to answer that question, so we began listening. And in listening to women, we learned a lot of things. We learned a lot of what the needs are, and we also learned that the power of coming together and sharing and uplifting one another. And also, of course, during the COVID crisis, we've learned a lot about how the inequalities prior to the crisis got exacerbated.
What are the specific needs of women in our area, especially when you're touching upon that many of these issues were exposed in recent years because of the pandemic?
Yeah. And, you know, in many ways, women, there's been international studies, national studies about the disproportionate impact of the crisis on women, and particularly in women of color as well, and in neighborhoods and areas where communities were already not doing well. But for women across the board and of all economic stature, we're seeing an incredible stress. We're seeing issues from childcare to domestic violence, issues that are new and weren't there before and are coming. And we're also seeing this workforce issues. You know, many of the dominantly led by women workers, those are under stress, whether it's from teachers to nurses to caregivers. And we're finding that before COVID, while 46% of women were holding jobs, over 54 to 55% of the job losses are from women. So disproportionate job losses as well. And also it goes, you know, we have a very robust women-owned businesses here in the Sacramento area. And like all businesses, small businesses, they're under stress as well.
Yeah, of course. And we've had those conversations, which are incredibly important, at length here on Insight. When you're doing these listening sessions, you're learning about these really serious issues that need to be addressed in our community. Who do you take them to get some actionable change?
Well, we're going to be taking them to the Board of Supervisors. And as you said, we're just new and we've got a work plan that we're building for our commission. And we invite women in throughout the region to join us. We're going to take them to the Board of Supervisors, to the public, but also women, to help women. I think that we have a great tradition here of volunteerism and support, community support. We have an extraordinary organization supporting women and girls, and we've been working with the leaders of those organizations, and who, by the way, are also under stress. The organizations are under stress from COVID. We're going to be working together to build those bridges of support.
And this week, in about 2 days, on Thursday, you're going to have an event. Who's invited and being honored, and what will people learn by attending?
Yes, well, we're celebrating the newly elected women leaders in our region. And as you just had West Sacramento, which is not in our county, but it's part of our region. And we're very proud that women leaders are coming into their own. And we have now, for the first time, more women on the City Council of Sacramento. And so we're going to be celebrating these women, 14 newly elected women leaders in the region, and the many women leaders serving in higher levels of leadership who've been reelected, our county board of supervisors, the Congress, the state Senate and assembly. You know, we have women mayors in 4 of our 7 cities, and that doesn't count West Sac. So we've got women's leadership, 23 city council members, leaders of school boards and districts, and the president and vice president of SMUD. So all of them will be coming together with also organizations serving women and girls so that we can share information about the resources available, bring the women leaders together. And we really think that women leaders coming together across party lines, across the region, and also all these organizations serving women and girls in different capacities, that we can really make a difference together.
Erin, thank you so much for joining us.
You're very welcome. It's a pleasure to be here.
Erin Saberi is the chair of the Sacramento County Commission on the Status of Women and Girls. And we do have more information about the event on Thursday on our Insight page. And with that, that is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcasts on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. If you want to join the conversation, you can shoot us an email, insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producers Nick Dobis and Victor Corral Martinez, with managing editor Aram Sarkissian. Our digital producer is Megan Minada. Insight's technical director is Mark Jones, and our engineer is Antonio Munez. Our show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. And I'm Vicki Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.